Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, "In a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, 'Grant me justice against my opponent.' For a while he refused, but later he said to himself, 'Though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone else, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice so that she may not wear me out by continually coming.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?'" This is the gospel of our Lord. Please be seated. So today we have been blessed by a parable of Jesus. And I just want to situate this a little bit in terms of where we are in Jesus' ministry. We are really getting to the end of Jesus' human earthly life. Very soon, according to Luke, Jesus will be riding on a donkey into Jerusalem. Jesus knows what that will bring, and he understands that he must prepare the disciples for how to survive without him. And that survival requires holding tight to God through prayer. So he tells this parable, quote, "about their need to pray always and not to lose heart," end quote. So let's look a little at this parable and take a minute to consider the widow who is part of it. So she is faced with some significant obstacles that are standing in the way of her getting some form of justice. The primary obstacle is, of course, the judge who is not a fair judge. He doesn't care about anything important. He doesn't fear God. He doesn't care about his neighbors. And he doesn't see justice. He doesn't care about seeing justice being carried out. But then this primary obstacle is complicated by the widow's circumstances. She is starting off with three strikes against her before even stepping foot in front of the judge. First, she is a woman, so she has little, if any, standing before the law. Second, she is a widow, a woman without a husband, so she has no man to stand with her or for her in court. Finally, she is poor, and she can't pay a bribe even if she wanted to try to. Those three realities of her life make being able to even talk to a judge, let alone be awarded some kind of justice in her favor, makes those things really difficult. But the moral of Jesus' story is that she didn't let any of that stop her. And even more, she does have one really important characteristic going for her. She has persistence. She may not have money, but she has courage. And she will not stop pestering that judge until he finally helps her. So she goes to his court day after day after day, refusing to take no for an answer. And it works. The judge gives in, deciding he'd rather help her than have to listen to her complaints over and over again. So, you know, when we hear or read this parable, we might think that Jesus is suggesting that we should be like the widow because God is like a wicked judge. But that's not completely a correct interpretation, nor is it the only interpretation. Jesus is using a little bit of exaggeration here, showing his disciples and us how well persistence can work in the worst of circumstances. But we're not in the worst of circumstances. God is not unjust or wicked. And unlike the widow who goes to the judge, we do have standing in the eyes of God as beloved children. Jesus' point is that we should keep praying and never lose heart, in the same way that the widow never gave up. We can trust that if a wicked judge is able to respond to the widow, how much more will a loving God respond to us as beloved children when we pray? And at its core, prayer is bringing all of the feelings from the depths of our souls and laying them before God. Prayer might have us crying out from the depths about concerns and all of the problems and sadness we might be dealing with. Or prayer might be shouting out with profound joy at the beauty and happiness that we find. Prayer is sharing all of those things that make us who we are with the God who so lovingly created us. Of course, sometimes prayer can be a struggle, a tug of war between parts of ourselves, maybe even a struggle with God or our neighbors. In the Old Testament lesson today, we have Jacob wrestling with God. For a little bit of context in Jacob, right, he has just returned from his homeland to make peace with his brother Esau. He's still a little bit bothered that he actually stole the birthright from Esau. But Jacob also knows that through this brokenness, God is using him to build the nation of Israel. This fight between Jacob and God symbolizes the struggle to understand the mysteries of God, to make sense out of the brokenness of this world, to discover the course that God desires. Jacob struggles with God, and finally God speaks with him and gives him a new name, Israel. The name that will forever mark him as the one who strove with God and with man and prevailed. Out of that struggle, out of that encounter, a stronger relationship with God was established. Jacob wrestled with God and did not stop until the night ended. And some might call that kind of encounter with God, if you've heard the term, a dark night of the soul. Our soul encountering God with our struggles, our doubts, our pain in life. I know that many here have experienced a dark night of the soul. I certainly have. I have struggled with God for an answer. I've been like Jacob, wrestling, wanting to know why. The why behind some very personal situations that have caused deep sadness and pain, but also the why behind more global circumstances that just seem so unfair. And also, like Jacob, when I demand answers, sometimes I only receive the rising of the sun as a new day dawns. On those days, I am reminded to seek peace and strength, knowing that I have struggled with myself, I have struggled with God. And through all of that, God has remained by my side. The whys of life can never be answered fully, even in our deepest struggles with God. But I have learned that God can handle our anger, our frustrations with life, our questions, our sadness, our joys, our happiness. Our relationship with God must be built not on some sentimental idea that life will always be glorious and filled with happiness, but our relationship with God is an honest one, where we get to share not only the good, but also the challenges. Prayer is an encounter with God in a very real way, a mingling of our spirit and God's spirit. We encounter the same God that Jacob encountered. We encounter the same God that Jesus points to throughout his whole ministry, the God of love, the God who cares for us, the God with whom a deeper relationship is built through prayer. In prayer, we are encouraged and empowered to bring from the depths of our souls all needs, doubts, struggles, joys, thanksgivings, celebrations, everything. To bring all events and all experiences of our lives into the realm of God. We are being taught through the image of the widow and the story of Jacob to come to God over and over and over again, never giving up. and never letting go. Prayer brings us into relationship with God, and then it grows and it sustains that relationship. And just as we are to remain persistent like the widow in prayer, we must also remember that God is persistent like that widow, persistent in the pursuit of justice, despite how often humans turn their backs on the most vulnerable of God's creation. As Dr. Audrey West writes, quote, "There is reason to pray always, trusting that God is at work to bring about justice in every circumstance, no matter how bad it might appear. Even an arrogant judge who has no fear of God nor respect for people will ultimately be defeated by the relentless move toward justice that characterizes the reign of God." End quote. People of God, be persistent in prayer, prayer of all kinds. From those prayers where we wrestle with God in our pain to those where we praise God in our joy, and especially in those prayers where we ask God for justice for our brothers and sisters who do not have a voice to ask it of themselves. Pray always and never lose heart. And we do all of this knowing and trusting that God is listening, always beside us, always working toward a more just world. Amen.